Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah chapter 59 and 60. We'll listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, read chapter 59, and we'll hear chapter 60 from Faith Comes by Hearing. Denise has been on Christian radio in Denver since 1997, over 20 years. She is currently the co-host of the morning show on 91 AM KPOF, The Point of Faith. Let's listen to Denise Washington Blomberg.
Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue mutters wickedness. No one enters suit justly, no one goes to law honestly. They rely on empty pleas, they speak lies, they conceive mischief, and give birth to iniquity. They hatch adder's eggs, they weave the spider's web, he who eats their eggs dies. And from one that is crushed, a viper is hatched. Their webs will not serve as clothing. Men will not cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of iniquity, and deeds of violence are in their hands. Their feet run to evil. They are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made their roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace. Therefore justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light and behold darkness, and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. We all growl like bears, we moan and moan like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities, transgressing and denying the Lord, and turning back from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart-lying words. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so he will repay. Wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west. And his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore.
Isaiah 60.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you, for in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Your gates shall be open continually, day and night they shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the City of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of nations. You shall nurse at the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. And instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace, and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it.
My personal Bible reading journal entry in 1991 about these chapters said, God wants to save us, but sin separates us. And then I wrote, The Wealth of Nations. I wonder if Adam Smith got his title from the Word of God. In 2001, concerning these chapters, I wrote in my journal, God will prevail. He will shine in darkness. He is our hope. And in 2011, I wrote, God is not limited, period. And he can save anyone, anywhere. Any separation, any distance from God is our fault, not his. And then I wrote, where has truth gone? And then I wrote, God's word will be preserved and passed on to generation to generation. God also preserves Israel from generation to generation. And I continue to write, nations and kingdoms who oppose Israel will not stand. And I quoted verse 18 of chapter 60. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Referring to chapter 60, verse 19, I wrote, the sun and the moon will be no more, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Oh, for that day! Lord, we thank you that your hand is not shortened. You can save anyone, anywhere, anytime. But if there's a separation between me and you, it's my fault, not yours. You long to save everyone. Your prayer is that none would perish, but that all would come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you that your hand will reach down and save us if we cry out to you. We also thank you, Lord, for your covenant you remind us of in these chapters, that your Spirit is upon us, that your words you've put in our mouths, and they shall not depart from us. We are to pass on your words to our offspring and their offspring, for this time and forevermore. And we thank you, Lord, for your prophetic word, that the sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord, you alone, will be our everlasting light, and God, you will be our glory. Father, we long for those days. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. We pray in your name. Amen. Friends, I hope you're enjoying Ad Bible. I hope you're being blessed by staying in the Word of God. Please pass on Ad Bible to your friends and your family so they too can stay close to God's Word. And please visit the Ezra Project webpage at ezraproject.net. There you can find more information about the Ezra Project. There you can pray for this ministry. There you can support this ministry financially. Though these podcasts come to you free, you know nothing is free. So if you're being blessed by these podcasts, please prayerfully consider supporting our ministry financially so we can continue to spread the word to you and to others all over the world. You and I both know the world needs God's word. Partner with us today at EzraProject.net. Thank you.